WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, my fellow humans. It's your girl, Taylor Reed, back with another daily dose of stoic wisdom to kickstart your day and help you navigate this beautiful mess we call life. Now, let's talk about something that plagues almost everyone in today's fast-paced world. Burnout. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your energy reserves are depleted faster than a TikTok trend? Yeah, me too. But listen up, because today we're diving deep into the crucial topic of self-care not just as a luxury, but as a necessity for preventing that dreaded burnout monster from snatching away your joy and productivity. Here's the thing. Self-care isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are pretty awesome. It's about making conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think of it as investing in yourself, the most important asset you have. It's like showing up for a big game with a full tank of gas and a killer strategy, right? So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you level up your self-care game. 1. Boundaries are your best friend. You know that feeling when you say yes to everything and end up overwhelmed like a Christmas ornament tangled in the tree? Time to ditch that guilt trip and embrace boundaries. Learn to politely decline requests that drain you, protect your time, and prioritize what truly matters. Think of it as saying no to the noise and yes to your well-being. 2. Fuel your body with goodness. This isn't about strict diets or deprivation. It's about nourishing your body with wholesome foods that give you energy and make you feel good. Ever notice how a delicious, healthy meal can actually boost your mood? That's because what you put in has a direct impact on how you feel. So ditch the processed junk and opt for fresh fruits, veggies, and whole grains. Your body will thank you. 3. Move your body, free your mind. Exercise isn't just about sculpting that six-pack, although that's a nice bonus. It's about releasing endorphins, which are like natural mood boosters that can melt away stress and anxiety. Find an activity you genuinely enjoy: dancing, hiking, swimming, or even just a brisk walk around the block. Get that blood flowing and watch your energy soar. 4. Unplug and recharge. We live in a world of constant connectivity, which can be exhausting. Ever feel like your brain is on overdrive from scrolling through social media or checking emails nonstop? Make time to unplug and disconnect. Take a digital detox, read a good book, listen to calming music, or simply enjoy the silence. Remember, rest isn't laziness, it's essential for recharging your batteries. 5. Seek support and connection. You don't have to go through this alone. Building strong relationships with friends, family, or even a therapist can provide invaluable support and help you navigate life's challenges. Sharing your feelings, vulnerabilities, and triumphs with others creates a sense of belonging and helps us feel less isolated. You know that feeling when you finally get to relax after a long day? Maybe it's sinking into a warm bath, sipping on your favorite tea, or losing yourself in a good book. That, my friends, is the power of self-care. It's not just about pampering yourself, it's about creating moments of peace and joy that recharge your spirit and help you show up as your best self. Think about a time when you neglected your own needs. Maybe you overbooked yourself, skipped meals, or pushed through exhaustion. How did that make you feel? Probably drained, irritable, and less productive, right? Now imagine if you had made those moments of self-care a priority. Could it have changed the outcome? Absolutely. It's like giving your inner compass a tune-up. It helps you stay aligned with what truly matters and prevents that burnout monster from taking over. So remember, friends, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about making conscious choices that nourish your well-being so you can live a more fulfilling and vibrant life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite ways to practice self-care? Share your tips and tricks in the comments below. Let's create a community of support and encouragement. And remember, if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. Let's spread the word about the power of stoic morning resets. See you tomorrow for another dose of wisdom and inspiration.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.